correct with around 50%.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Fatima, the moderator for your conference call today. We welcome you to Pfizer's first quarter 2010 result conference call. We have with us today Mr. Keval Handa, Managing Director, Mr. S. Sridhar, Finance Director from Pfizer Limited. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the quarter one results. I will just start with the industry. Industry has recorded a pretty strong growth as the ORG IMS. As for the Jan MAT, they've grown at 17.2%. MNCs, Indian companies, have also grown equally well. Pfizer also reported to have double-digit growth, higher than the industry growth for Jan MAT. If you look at the key therapeutic areas, all the therapeutic areas are recording a double-digit growth as for the IMS. Anti-infectious, cardiac, GI, all of them exceptionally well as per the ORG IMS. In terms of our financials for the quarter one, we reported a net sales increase of 9% growth, profit before tax at 8%, and after tax of 9% growth. The profit from operations is up by 18.8%, and it's interest income which drives down the PBT to about 7.9% for the quarter. In terms of our sales, of the 9% growth, roughly about 3% comes from price and around 6% of volume. The pharmaceutical sector has grown around 10% and our Rx-to-OTC segment has grown around 5% and animal health by around 8%. In terms of key product performances, Codex has grown around 8%. Becosis, we have got a negative around 4%. And Magnex, Zolonex, all have got high double-digit growth there. The quarter results are slightly impacted on account of higher base in the quarter one of last year. If you realize, we reported about 25% growth in the quarter one of last year, and that high base results in a lower, we've seen visibly a lower growth for the quarter this year. The Rx-to-OTC has also seen a growth of Jellus around 6%, and other Corex DX and other products have gone up good percentage growth. Animal health has grown 8%, TA is around 24%, and Bovica around 9%. In terms of other operating income, more or less flat over the last quarter. Clinical research has maintained its growth as such, and there are no major variances there. In terms of expenditure, total percentages around 78% was 80% last year. The material consumption is around 38% versus 37% last year. Personal cost is minus 7%, depreciation around 14%, other expense around 6% there. In terms of material cost, there are not major changes there. We have the 37 to 38 is primarily driven by higher overhead absorption and some free goods we offered, and hence that smooth over 1 percentage point. In terms of personal cost, though we have had a field force increase, overall increase is negative basically because of the actual valuation and some changes in our retirement benefits that's impacted that for a year. The other expenditure is up around 5%. Advertising and promotion is slightly on the lower side, not kind of facing. Otherwise, more or less, other expenses are on track there. Other income, the major drop is interest income on account of the rate of interest what we get on our investments there, partly offset the rental income. So overall, about 3 crores loss and lower in terms of our other income there. There's no major change in the effective tax rate or the same there, and there are no major changes in the balance sheet items. That's it from my side. Any questions you can take on, please.
ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. We have a first question from Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from HDFC. Kapadia, please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. This is Angit. Sir, just one question regarding the growth rates which you have mentioned, actually, and the growth rates which are mentioned by ORG, there's a huge difference. So, can you reconcile this? Corex is mentioned as 14%, Becozus is mentioned as 20%, whereas in the quarter they have grown just minus 4%.
The IMS data is the indicative data based on what they publish on the surges, both on the secondary sales, etc. Ours is the primary sales, what you've sold out to the various stockists there. So there will be a timing difference in terms of that. The depletion, they're based on depletion on primary data.
And sir, going further, how do you see the Becozis and Corex growing?
No, if you notice, Ranjit, the first quarter last year, we have reported a close to 40% growth in these two products. At that time itself, we have said that, you know, we had a pretty good base there. So to grow on that base of 40% growth is pretty difficult. Therefore, you're seeing a lower growth this quarter. Otherwise, the brands are performing exceptionally well in the marketplace.
And sir, can you throw some light on new product launches which you have recently done or we are likely to do in the coming quarter?
We have launched a product called Beko Special, which is a food supplement, a multivitamin food supplement this year, in this quarter. That is what we have launched as of now. We do have some plans for some branded offerings in the next quarter, and we'll share with you as we move along on that.
And sir, any update on Wyeth and Pfizer merger?
No, not really. We are talking about integration. We are looking at various options of integration, both operational and in terms of legal. We will update you as we move along. There is nothing really concrete as of now, Ranjit.
Okay, thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you, Ranjit.
Thank you, sir, for the question. We have a next question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead.
Thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. So this question is on Becozis specifically, like you just mentioned, perhaps about a higher base, but is there any holding back on inventories and what's the pricing scenario now comparatively?
Not really, there's no holding back. Like I said, it's purely a base and a thing there. We are doing pretty well. Absolute amount is pretty good.
Okay.
Otherwise, there's no issues there. No holding back inventory.
And on the realization front, has there anything improved?
Sorry?
On the realizations, has anything improved or are we facing vitamin C?
Definitely, the realization has improved because its price has the vitamin C price has softened over the last quarter.
Okay.
We definitely have improved margins on the courses.
Okay, great. I just missed out the point on the rationale behind fall in employee expenses.
No, that's basically because we have changed some of our assumption on our retail benefits. And as a consequence to which the actual valuation will has undergone a change, and that's giving us that benefit.
Okay, so what would be the rep number now on the field?
So the hardcore field personnel, the PSOs, will be around 1,300 across the company.
Approximately 1,300.
1,300.
Okay, 1,300. Okay.
Yeah.
And lastly, you said that there'll be some new product launches, but you'll only announce as and when they happen.
Yeah, we're still working on it. We have some plans for this quarter.
Okay.
We already launched one this quarter called Beko Special.
Okay.
It's a multivitamin tablet.
Okay.
We have some more coming up in the next quarter. We are just still firming up our plans, so therefore I'm not able to announce it because we're still working on certain areas there.
Okay. So compared, overall to the domestic pharma growth rates that we've seen, are we, okay with the numbers that we've reported for the first quarter, or is there anything that we've missed out with?
No, even if you compare the IMS data, Bhavin, if you look at the Pfizer growth of IMS, is reflected close to 20%, okay?
Okay.
Which is higher than the market rate what they have assumed, okay? Now, IMS data, you have to take it as per the market trend. There's a trend for us to analyze where we are in terms of how the market perceives it based on this data there. So,
okay.
Strictly, we go with IMS data, we're going faster than the market. Now, internal data is basically on account of our primaries in terms of our stockings and in terms of that. There'll be some time lag which will come there.
Got it. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll be in the queue. Thanks.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir, for the question. We have a next question from Mr. H.R. Gala from Quest Investments. Please go ahead, Mr. Gala.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to know, now does this quarter one results which we are seeing represents typical cost structure, and can we look ahead to 24-25% type of EBITDA margin going ahead?
Your EBITDA margin for the quarter is more or less comparable. I think major changes have happened in terms of EBITDA margin. You know, we are roughly around 32%, 30-odd% there. So I don't think that's going to, I mean, it's a fair representation of what you've had. If you see that they have had some expenses are slightly on the lower side, the sales is slightly lower. Otherwise, I think it's fairly comparable to the percentages.
Okay, because what has happened quarter over quarter, if we see, there have been significant variations. Like last year, we closed FY 2009 at roughly around 20%. If you see Q4, it was only 14.5%. Now, you know, all of a sudden, we see 25%, 24.8%.
Yeah. So basically, because of material cost, Mr. Gala, I told you last time, we had a pretty uneven material cost consumption quarter on quarter last year.
Okay.
And also, towards the last quarter, we also added some employees, so we had a higher staff cost there.
Okay.
So, you know, so we have had those in ups and downs in the last quarter.
Okay.
But I think the material cost is more or less coming in line with what we're looking at. So I think it's more or less stable as we move along.
Okay, so at this level, we can presume that it will be stable.
Roughly,
it could be 1-2% here and there.
Yes.
But I mean, it won't dip to as low as 14% type, what we had
I doubt it, Mr. Gala.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, my second question is, how much surplus cash and the cash equivalent do we have?
We have close to about 550 crores in deposit, Mr. Gala.
Okay, that's cash?
That's cash.
And how much is ICD?
ICDs is in the range of around 220 crores.
220 crores. Okay, so total we have got 770 crores.
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly, yes. Okay. You know, we read one newspaper report saying that, you know, we are going to have the generic product strategy. So can you just tell us more about it? It came in the paper 1 month back that Pfizer Limited is looking at the generic strategy. So what do they plan?
This is Keval here.
Hi, Keval.
We have this, we launched almost about two or three products.
Okay.
The strategy where we've been launching products, which are not necessarily proprietary Pfizer products.
Okay.
But we have a different model to launching these products based on high science, better, huge quality, particularly the better quality with the Pfizer quality tag on it.
Okay.
These products are doing pretty well. We launched telmisartan last year. We launched levipiravir last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the strategy to launch few products this year.
Okay.
The Pico Special that has been launched, which has almost about 41 nutrients, which are nobody else has in that competitive segment.
Okay.
So this is the strategy that we are
following. So these generic products are basically developed by us, is it not?
See, these are not generics. I will call it, these are branded products.
Yeah, branded products.
Which will be promoted by Pfizer Field Force.
Okay.
Which has the Pfizer quality.
Okay.
And it has Pfizer differentiation at least in either in quality, drug delivery, packaging or some other form.
Okay. So, I mean, you will have your own USPs when you go to the market.
Absolutely.
Okay. But, sir, in terms of the EBITDA margin that you will derive, say, out of your own molecules and marketing this generic, will there be any significant differential?
Well, two things you have to look at it. If you see our portfolio, it's basically also more of an established past portfolio.
Okay.
Which is also have similar competition also.
Okay.
You see amlodipine competition. And Feldin or Doronix competition in the same area. It's the same story.
Okay.
But we think that these are not going to be very low margin products.
Okay.
B is mostly, you know, it is more incremental in nature.
Okay, yeah.
So therefore you would...